This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas, here's Matt Perrault.
It's Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio. Tonight we got a bunch of preseason football games on the tube to watch. It's a busy Thursday around the NFL. Let's talk some NFL football. Sirius Satellite Radio's own Ross Tucker joining us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Ross, Matt Perrault, how are you?
I am doing great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Before we go anywhere into tonight, tell me about the ball cannon a little bit. I've seen some videos that you guys are doing with this. What is the ball cannon?
Well, I wish I had invented it, but I didn't. It's a guy from my hometown that I know, and he reached out to me and was like, hey, do you want to get involved? I was like, no, man, I got way too much going. He drove to my house and was like, dude, just look at this thing. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm getting involved. It is awesome. Like, I wish they had it when I was 8 or 12 or whatever. It's basically like a football throwing machine, like a jug machine, like a football launcher. Right. But you can have it at your house, in your backyard, in your driveway. I mean, I tell people all the time, 7 or 8 NFL teams have them now. It's like the Jets will have it tomorrow night at their stadium for their preseason game. Some of the NFL teams are using it, you know, for rehab, like the Bears with their players. Meanwhile, my 5 and 6-year-olds absolutely love it. Like they love trying to catch it, but they also like trying to make daddy have to catch it. It's the only thing I know. My wife loves it because it's the only thing we know to this point that we can get our kids that they like more than the iPad. Yeah, everything's always iPad, iPad, iPad. Or maybe my wife's phone. I would never give the kids my phone. But they actually like the ball cannon more than the iPad. So anybody that has kids listening, you know there's nothing more, you know, more of a testimonial I can give than that. So rather than me keep blabbing on and on, check out the videos at ballcannon.com because it's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty compact too. It's not a very big thing, right?
I pop it in my car. I pop it anywhere. I mean, people bring it to tailgates. I've seen people now bring it to the beach. No, I mean, and it has wheels, so you can take it anywhere, really.
Very, very cool. All right, you know, in your playing days, Ross, and just tonight, the first preseason game, look, I didn't play in the NFL, but I can imagine that this is torture for a veteran player, that you really want no part of this, knowing that it's not even a dress rehearsal, it's not even a scrimmage, it's just something that you have to do. How did you feel about the first preseason game?
Well, it really varies based upon, you know, what you've got going, right? So if you're battling to make the roster or battling for a starting spot, which was the case for me a couple of years, it's really intense because, you know, they make those decisions based about 90%, 95% on how you do in the preseason games more than practice. So if you're battling, you know, some of these teams, they got, you know, a job is up for grabs along the O-line or any position, really, it's as intense as a regular season game because you're going for a spot on the team or in the starting lineup. Now, if you're a guy that's an established player, you can't stand it because in your mind, only bad things can happen. Only an injury that ruins your season in a meaningless game can happen. So you're dreading it, and you want to play as little as possible. That's your whole goal.
Yeah, like Tom Brady probably is not going to play tonight. Patriots have not said whether or not he's going to play tonight, but I'm guessing he is not. But what about the rookies, guys like Baker Mayfield, who Hard Knocks, obviously, the cameras are all showcasing him, number one pick overall. What do you expect out of Baker Mayfield tonight with the Browns?
I think he's going to play pretty well because I'm a Baker Mayfield fan. He's looked good so far in the things I've seen from him in Hard Knocks. I'll be curious, you know, a big part of this too that people forget, it's really who you're out there with.
Yeah.
You know, Lamar Jackson didn't look great the other night, but it was the Hall of Fame game. So he was out there in the second half. So the starters didn't even play, right? So in the first half, RG3 was with the backups, okay. And then in the second half, Lamar Jackson was actually with the threes, like the third string guys. So that makes it very, very hard. There were blitz pickups that didn't happen. He was constantly under duress. And it's one of the reasons why he had the issues that he had.
Hmm. Russ Tucker joining us, talking football with us here on Pushing the Odds. I'm also curious to see what happens tonight, you know, with other rookie quarterbacks, you know, Josh Allen getting an opportunity to play with Buffalo. You know, in terms of the pecking order, you said you like Mayfield. Of all the quarterbacks that were drafted last year, who else do you think could have an impact this year in year one?
Well, my concerns about Mayfield were primarily professionalism, you know, and some of the things we saw from him in college. And I just couldn't think of very many examples of guys that did some of the things he did, both on and off the field, having success. But as a player, as a baller in a preseason setting, I think he'll be fine. My guy, though, was Sam Darnold. I mean, I was the color commentator for the U.S. Army Bowl for Sam Darnold when he was in high school, and I was so impressed. He was excellent, and you could just tell he was a leader right away. You know who else was like that? Jake Fromm. Jake Fromm was the same way. I mean, you can almost just tell on some level. It's not all personality, but I'm telling you, man, personality has a lot to do with it. So Darnold was my number one guy. Mayfield was my number two guy. And then I just, you know, to me, Josh Rosen was too much of an injury risk, but that doesn't mean he won't be a good player.
On the other side, we have the number one pick and the number two pick. Number one being with the Browns, number two being with Saquon Barkley. I've not seen if Barkley's going to play much tonight, but if you were the Giants, do you risk it with a running back? Do you risk it having him go out in a preseason game?
Well, it's a home preseason game. He's the number one overall pick, you know, number two overall pick, but number one pick for the Giants. I think you'll see him in uniform. I think he'll be out there. My guess is it'll be like one touch on a screen or something. You know, I mean, I think they just want to feed the beast that is the fans a little bit, but I don't think they want to give him very many touches, to your point, no.
Yeah, I would be surprised to see him out there much beyond the first quarter, if at all, here tonight for the Giants. Two players holding out. You know, defenses are... The NFL loves offense. We know this. The NFL's made numerous rule changes over the last decade to increase offense, to increase daily fantasy interest in sports gambling now coming on board. Points are what fans want. So now we've got two defensive players in Khalil Mack and Aaron Donald essentially playing chicken with each other as to who is going to go first. But are these guys making a mistake by overvaluing themselves and holding out because defenses right now are not the priority in the NFL?
I don't think they're making a mistake at all. I mean, I think we've seen too many guys now get injured and not get their worth or the money that they're worth. I mean, you look at Donald and Mac have both made a good chunk of change already, and I think they're playing a game of chicken, not with each other, but with their teams. And not a lot of guys have the leverage that these guys have, in the sense that I really don't think that their teams want to play football games without them. Mm. You know, it sounds good now, and maybe they're playing chicken, and maybe, you know, those guys won't want to miss a game check, and maybe the teams will win for this year or whatever. Although I would argue that the cost will just go up then anyway. So maybe that happens, but if you're the Rams and you're all in for this year, you know, you bring in Tlaib and Marcus Peters and Brandon Cooks and Ndamukong Suh. Are you really going to take the chance of having Aaron Donald miss a game or two? Because look at the NFC. I mean, that could be the difference between home field advantage or not. That could be the difference between a bye or not. I mean, you can't take that chance if you're all in as the LA Rams with all the positive momentum you have. And then as for Khalil Mack, you know, I think when it's all said and done, I don't think Gruden really cares about the money that much. I think at some point Gruden will say, yeah, I don't care anymore. I'm the coach. I have to coach the games whether we win or lose. I want the only difference-making defensive player we have. I don't care. You just get him signed. I can almost hear Gruden saying that.
So why hasn't Gruden been more involved? Like, did you buy that Gruden has not talked to Khalil Mack since February? Did you buy that report?
I do buy that. It sounds like he's reached out to Khalil Mack numerous times, but Khalil Mack's not talking to him. So I absolutely buy that. But I also think Gruden's heavily involved. If you look at what they've done this offseason, it's pretty clear that Gruden's now running the show and that Reggie McKenzie's working for him.
Right.
So he might say, yeah, Reggie McKenzie handles that with the agent, blah, blah, blah. But deep down, Gruden's the one ultimately making the call, which is why I think at some point, probably sooner rather than later, you know, you're going to see Khalil Mack get signed. Both these guys, I don't think they end up missing a game. I might be wrong, but I don't think it happens.
What do you make of what is going on at Raiders camp right now with John Gruden, who's talked a lot about turning the clocks back? He's showing his players, you know, video from 1978 and 1985. What do you make of his desire to throw the NFL back to a yesteryear type of situation with the Raiders?
Well, let's see, right? I mean, I don't want to make too much out of that. I think there are some awesome videos that he can probably show the guys from back then. But until we actually see what plays they're calling and what they're running, I'm not going to sit here and say he says stuff like that. I think he loves the history of the game. I believe all of that, but I don't think they're going to be out here, you know, running formations from 1976. No.
I'm really excited. Here in Vegas, everyone's really excited to see what the offense looks like under John Gruden. And he's made some comments in the past, like he would never punt. He would do things differently. If he got back into the league, he would never punt again. Do you think we're going to see a revolutionary style with John Gruden, or is that kind of all rhetoric?
I don't think we're going to see a revolutionary style. I do think he'll be different than what he was before. And I'm really, really interested to see what it is. I'm interested to see what changes he's made, what he's come up with based on being out of the league for as long as he has. I mean, he's done a lot of work with college stuff, you know, and trying to learn all these different types of things. We'll see, man. I mean, I'm very curious to see what he implements from the college game, because I know he spent a lot of time on read option, on RPOs, on all those things. But he also doesn't really like a lot of aspects of them. So that's what's so interesting.
I'll get you out of here on this, Ross. In terms of sports gambling becoming legalized now, do you see the NFL embracing this ever? Do you see them wrapping their arms around it the way they did daily fantasy? Or are they just going to be, you know, looking at this the way they always have, and they've seen sports gambling as the devil, and they're going to continue to just kind of hold their nose and deal with it now that it's legal?
I believe that they're going to go full throttle into it once it's, you know, once they get what they want out of it. If they get, you know, they want a piece of the action right now.
Yep.
I don't know that that's going to happen. But one way or the other, the revenue opportunities are just too big. And look, these are very, very serious businesses. We know that. And it's pretty rare that the NFL turns down, you know, a significant revenue opportunity. I mean, even recently, they've relaxed some of their restrictions. I think what they allow you to advertise hard liquor now, when before that wasn't the case. I mean, Roger Goodell has these big goals in terms of revenue, and so to get there, you got to loosen the strings a little bit. And I think gambling will be a big part of that.
Very cool. You can go to ballcannon.com to check out what Ross was talking about. Very cool stuff. Ross, thanks for the time. Really appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, my pleasure. Anytime. Thanks for having me.
That is Ross Tucker, Sirius Satellite Radio, NFL expert, joining us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. I got an update in the burglary story that might surprise you from the Nebraska head coach getting his house robbed. The villain has been arrested, and it may not be who you thought. We'll get to that next. SB Nation Radio.